It's back for 2014, the Football Sack Podcast for Brazil, brought to you by Banking on Football.
Good morning, everybody. It's a very early Football Sack Podcast. This would have to be a record for the earliest we've ever done a show, Christian.
Quite possibly. I think the last World Cup we did a few early ones as well.
Did we?
Maybe not quite.
Not this early. What time is it? There's a clock up on the wall. I'm wearing a watch.
9:45.
9:45. Yeah. That's pretty early.
Yeah. Too early.
Yeah. Hi, Pat.
How you going?
Sorry, I should mention that you're in the studio as well.
I'm here.
I didn't sleep very well last night. I was obviously had the football and the extra time of the Brazil Chile game stopped me from getting
sleep. That was a
stitch
up. I thought I'd get a good 2 hours.
I think all of Australia felt the same way.
Sleep.
I also didn't sleep very well beforehand. I had the plan to go to bed quite early and get sort of 4 hours in before getting up at 2 a.m. But I had some idiot call me twice at about 12:30 with just a random number, and I kept barring the call. And then I checked my phone after the second time, and it was someone sending a text saying, "Hey, sugar, we're heading out to the valley now. I'll call you in 20 minutes." And that was about 20 minutes before the phone call. So they may be a dickhead, but they're punctual.
That's true.
Credit where it's due. What I should have said to them, if you're in Brisbane, because I'm assuming that's where they're going out, in the valley, that's what my detective sources told me that, they should pop into Arrivederci's Pizza, which is open 24-7.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, that's not made up. That story about the phone call actually happened, so I'm a bit tired and pissed off. But what would make me feel better is a meter-long pizza and a coffee, and I could get that whether it's 9:45 a.m. or 12:30 whenever they rang me.
Because they're open 24 hours during the World Cup.
Absolutely. So thanks to them. We should also mention our other sponsors of the show, Banking on Football. Get a great deal on your banking and score cash for your club at the same time. Bankingonfootball.com and Southern Cross University, who let us record in their studios, which is nice. Knockout stages are underway, gents.
The real part of the World Cup, or as Tommy Greenard said, the boring part of the World Cup.
Yeah, because the group stages is where it's all about. We had two cracking games. We had
two cracking halves.
Yeah, two cracking halves, I think we had. The Colombia game we'll get on to shortly, but certainly Brazil, Chile was good. I enjoyed that. 1-1, and the Brazilians are through.
Yeah, so not the strongest of performances, but as can often be the case, you know, you don't put your best performances at the middle of the tournament. Last World Cup, the Netherlands didn't look convincing until basically the semi-final, really.
Yeah.
So this is, people are saying this could be the performance which gives Brazil a wake-up call. I'm not a big fan of that, because I think, you know, some of their performances in the group stages should have been
a wake-up
call.
How much waking up do you need? Yeah.
You've got a World Cup in your own country, which is supposedly the spiritual home of football.
You're half asleep.
Yeah.
I think the Brazilians have a lot of problems. Fred doesn't do it for me. Neither does Joe.
No.
They both look very toothless.
Yeah, Joe was Halloraning that whole time this morning. He was having a shocker.
He was their version of Halloran.
It really is sad that we still refer to them as Brazil, the same team that once had Ronaldo, Rivaldo, Romario, Ronaldinho, and now it's Fred and Joe. It's awful.
So I remember we were discussing earlier this tournament, we watched a classic match from 2002 where Brazil were playing either a group stage or one of the games leading up to the final, and their side was just marvellous. Like, every player was world class in that position, and as excited as the Brazil public might get about their current team, it's just not the same.
No, it's not.
There's just no flair in that team, is there?
No, it's all Neymar.
Yeah.
But on the plus side, Brazil getting through means that official riots and social meltdown has been postponed for another week at least, which is good. That's good for everybody who's in Brazil. That's another week without gunfire. But entertaining game. We had an own goal to kick us off, and Sanchez getting the equaliser shortly afterwards. And then we, as a neutral, I love penalty shootouts. I think they're the best thing in the world to watch. So as soon as a game reaches 90 minutes, I want it to go to penalties.
Exactly right.
But extra time can be really thrilling if somebody scores early in extra time, because then you get the thing where the other team has to attack, so you get the counter attack, and it makes like half an hour of really entertaining football. If nobody scores in extra time up until about 10 minutes to go of extra time, you start cheering that both teams don't score because you want penalties.
Yep.
Some poor penalties.
Oh, some terrible penalties. There was probably one good penalty.
Whoever took the third penalty for Chile.
Yeah,
scorcher.
He just looked like he didn't.
Roof of the net.
As you mentioned to me before, it looked like he just didn't care. He just walked up, and then he just did one of the best penalties you'll ever see in your life.
It's on the back of them being 2-0 down in the shootout. Yeah. He had this nonchalant two-step run-up, and it looked like, I don't care, we're out of this. Yeah. And it was the best penalty of the lot. Ripper penalty.
But most of them were crap. Yeah, a lot of them were down the middle. A lot of them were sable high. Yeah, the space between the knees and the shoulders is the easily saved for the keepers. Yeah. On the ground gives you a chance to get it in. Up in the air, it's basically always in. But that middle,
it's neither here nor
there, shoulder, it's savable height if the keeper chooses the right direction. And so often he did.
And statistically, that's where most penalties are saved, in that zone. So yeah, if you can keep it out of that zone by going along the carpet or in the air, you're straight away giving yourself a better chance. Willian, who took the second penalty for Brazil, he took that mantra of keeping along the ground, just rolled it right past the post. It was beautiful. Great penalty. I really did. It reminded me a bit of Mark Viduka in the Uruguay shootout. The thing with Dukes was he did the stutter to make the keeper commit, but the keeper went the way that he was going to go, which meant that he sort of thought, oh, I need to make sure this is right in the corner now, and as a result dragged it wide. Willian sent the keeper the wrong way, but still just calmly rolled it the wrong side of the post. Hilarious penalty.
It was hilarious. It was dreadful, but it was hilarious.
We should give old Pitbull a mention on the Chile bench.
He was the star of the game, I reckon.
He had the GPS tracker on. He actually covered the most meters out of any player on the park this morning. So I'd love to see the heat map of the technical area. It'd be burning up.
With no grass left.
Yeah, no, he's burning the grass. Someone needs to get him a treadmill. So you can just pace. You know when dogs are doing rehab and they put them on treadmill so you can monitor the speed that they go at? He needs to be on a treadmill. Or at least get him for Gatorade so he stops cramping up.
I'm just going to put it out there. I've never, ever seen a dog do rehab. I'm really sorry.
Well, allow me to enlighten you. Yes, when dogs are doing rehab, not like drug rehab, like Jimi Hendrix's dog doing rehab. Rehab from surgery, they'll get them on the treadmill because it stops them from galloping away if they're not ready to. Well, not the dogs gallop, but this is my veterinary knowledge coming to the fore. Once the dog gets its hoof amputated. let's leave veterinary to the veterinary podcast.
To be fair, we are probably as qualified to talk about veterinary stuff as we are about football analysts.
That's exactly right. That's true. Yeah, people seem to enjoy it.
Lost market.
Brazil, we're having a really tough time. Trough time?
Trough.
Trough. Yeah. That's all you can think of. I can't get my head off the farm. Brazil were really having a really tough time cracking the case of how to break down the Chileans to score, which is odd because they had a shot of the bench at one point for Brazil, and I swore I saw Magnum P.I. sitting there. I thought if anyone's going to crack that case, it's going to be him. So I was expecting Higgins to walk in the shot anytime soon. Some expert commentary from SBS also in that game. This morning in the studio, we had Spider and Jason Kalina.
Yep.
Jason Kalina, who'd either been guggly with razor blades or had a big night on the turf. So it's definitely one of those two. We haven't quite narrowed it down.
It sounded like he had a bit of phlegm in his throat for the whole time.
Yes.
I'm like, mate, just cough it out.
Like, he's had 45 minutes to clear his throat, opted not to.
He didn't want to do the Les Murray just coughing in the background as everyone's talking.
Aloisi's sitting off to the sidelines going, I can't believe I've been benched for this. He's clearly not match fit. Aloisi's running around the studio in his high-vis fluoro vest doing some warm-up exercise, trying to get seen by the floor manager.
Kalina actually asked about Aloisi, where was he, because they wanted to talk about the penalty shootout.
That's right. Unfortunately, he's booked on 500 other shows this morning, so he couldn't make it. But Jace chimed in with some expert commentary talking about the penalties, as you mentioned. Said, look, penalties are always tough, but I think there's definitely more pressure on Brazil. Really. Home team, expected to win the tournament, 200 million people.
They spent $40 billion dollars.
Yeah, that's right. Chile, the underdogs. Which one has more pressure? I couldn't have figured that out for myself. I'm glad that they pay these experts to come in and tell us. SBS, we've mentioned the Social Hub, which is the place to go if you want to talk about football during the World Cup.
Or if you want material for a podcast.
Absolutely. Or if you're a budding comedian and you need some freebies. The SBS Social Hub is the place to go. Our good friend Hannah Hollis was on there again this morning describing the Brazil-Chile game as our first penalty shootout of the tournament. How exciting is that?
Wow, no way. Yeah. So it's taken this long. It's taken to the first possible game that could actually go to a penalty shootout Holy crap. Now,
we are in week three of the tournament, and it's taken the full 120 minutes required for us to have a penalty shootout. Hannah must have been watching all the group stage games going, you just don't see penalty shootouts anymore, do you? I remember watching World Cups of years gone by. I definitely remember more penalties than we've had this tournament. Oh, SBS.
Some of the best work, isn't it?
Yeah. When I watch the games, I think, all right, I've got to think of some funny stuff for the podcast. And then they go, let's touch base with SBS's social hub. And I think, quick, get the pen.
It is a case of, I actually think we must be slipping the money to give us that material, because we just, you know, it's like, you know how famous comedians, they don't have time, they pay other people to write the material for them. I feel we should just send SBS a check.
Yeah. I think Selko Kalish is also in favour of that. He's promised to personally deliver it.
We're definitely on his list for Two Kill.
Yes.
Suppose that podcast is likely to be sued, so your donations are welcome. We'd also like to thank our sponsors and encourage them to up their sponsorship. So, Brazil are through. Let's move on and talk about the other game, which was Uruguay-Colombia and Hamed Rodriguez, not James. Don't say James.
I'm calling Jimmy.
Jimmy Rod. Oh, Jim Rod.
Jim Rod. That's it. Mate, Jim Rod from now on.
It's Ham Rod. You got to say it right. What a goal from Hamed Rodriguez.
Better than Timmy's, I reckon.
Yeah, I think so as well. And it was special.
So, in your theory, you would be able to get Timmy's goal quicker than you'd be able to get James's goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're weaker foot. So a chest.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true. That was on his left footed, Rodriguez, isn't he?
Mm. Mm.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to reconsider. All right. Yeah. Using my theory that you've alluded to, which this is your first time listening, how you judge how good a goal is how many times would you have to attempt it before you could do it again or before you could replicate
it yourself.
It.
Yeah. But it was an incredible goal. You know, obviously just a chest, not even chest down, just a chest side, left foot volley, straight off the crossbar in the corner.
There's something about goals that go in off the bar that are special.
It was really special. And talking about special, we've got a special to offer our listeners. So Boost Juice obviously come on board as one of our sponsors for this podcast. And if you go down to Boost Juice Lismore on either Monday or Tuesday all day, you mentioned the Football Sack podcast for a free upgrade. And also, we'll be there on Monday from 1 p.m. So.
Yeah, we are doing a special meet and greet to meet nobody.
autograph session.
Yeah, autograph session. I'm going to take down some photos of myself and set up a desk and sign them and hand them out to kids who look really confused.
No, it should be, because I'm actually thinking I might try it, that Pro Choc smoothie, which we've been having on the podcast, because I've said it so much now, and I actually think it might be delicious.
Yeah, well. Mm. I don't know why saying something like that makes it delicious, but whatever. I'm sure it is delicious because it's Boost Juice and everything else they have is delicious. So, yeah, just remember that, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the Northern Rivers region and Northern Rivers, New South Wales region, we should be specific because we have listeners Australia-wide, mention us and get an upgrade on your Boost Juice. Back to the game.
Yeah, back to the game. Now, that second goal, to be honest, was not as spectacular as the first, but God, it was impressive.
Not as spectacular, yes, but great move.
Amazing. The best part to me was that header to set it up. You know, he jumps up and, you know, you would forgive him for having a go at the far post, but he's very calm, collected, passes to Jimmy, just heads it back.
Jim Rod.
And, 2-0, game over.
What very frustrating from this game was just Uruguay's refusal to go forward and attack. They are, without Suarez, just not even half the team.
Yeah, they sat back the whole game. If you woke up at 6:30, you would have swore that the yellow team was Brazil. They were playing that well, Colombia.
Yeah, Colombia just are getting better and better. Yeah, I thought Chile could knock off Brazil, and they almost did. I genuinely think Colombia can.
So you didn't genuinely think it before?
I sheepishly thought it.
Sheepishly thought it. Yeah. So okay, all right.
But yeah, Uruguay without Suarez just don't look the same team.
And I think
Colombia
let Uruguay back into the game in the second half just by the cue on the rack.
Yeah, definitely took the foot off the gas. Luis Suarez obviously missing the game through suspension. Have you heard his official statement? He's come out and said that, quote, "I lost my balance and ended up falling on my opponent. At that moment, my face hit the player, leaving a small bruise and sharp pain in the teeth." What do we make of that?
Well, we do have some footage of him here with his pants on fire.
Some good tweets flying around though this morning. Did you see the masks that Luis Suarez that a lot of the fans were wearing in the stadium? One person said, Jacob Steinberg from The Guardian in the UK, said that Suarez should wear that and to try and sneak into the stadium, pull the old double bluff. I thought That was good. And there was another one saying, this game is tense. Suarez must be watching on TV at home biting somebody else's fingernails.
That's good.
Yeah, I forgot who said that. That's not my joke, so don't credit me. Somebody else does belong to that. Well, that blow does belong to somebody else.
By the way, congratulations, Colombia. It's their first ever quarterfinal appearance as well.
Is it really?
It really is.
Oh, well, congratulations, Colombia. I know how many of our Colombian listeners will be tough with that.
Hopefully they get through further into the competition so we see more of their women on TV.
Oh, yeah. Can we just have a moment, please?
It's a football sexist podcast.
Wow, it's not sexist. It's just like appreciating fine art. This is just... There's some good-looking birds in Colombia.
It's like the Miss Colombia pageant on football.
I thought surely they're shipping models in to give us a false look at how good the women are. Like the tourism board, they would fly in like 10 models to the stadium and put them in kit and make them look like fans. And then people all around the world, myself included, thinking, I've always wanted to go to Colombia. I have to book a holiday out there pretty soon.
Meanwhile, Socceroos fans have no teeth and, you know, shaved rat's tails.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Some bloke in a Collingwood jersey. Can the ruse. Speaking of Collingwood, I will say hello to a friend of ours and the Football Sack contributor for a long time, Scott Condon, who loves the show and has been sending me angry Snapchats that I haven't given him a mention yet during the entirety of the World Cup.
So we're going to give him a shout-out before he starts sending other Snapchats.
Yes, that's right. So hi, Scott. I'm glad that you're enjoying the show, buddy, and thanks for all the plugs. If I was to go to Colombia, I'd need to get in shape, and a good way that I could do that is to visit Elite PT in Lismore, another sponsor of ours. They specialize in personal training, nutrition, and fitness.
Yeah, and so if you want to get in shape to add Elite personal training, you can call Dean on 0403-571-582.
And thanks also to Sports Management Group Australia, who support this podcast and help all these sponsors come on board and are hopefully going to help us with our pending legal suit against Selco College, which would be great. So thanks to them.
Do you have a question? Why do you need to be in shape to go to Colombia? Oh, to pick up the birds. Yeah. They won't be impressed by your current state, of
have
course.
Have you seen the state them? Yeah. Not like the accent's only going to get me so far.
That's true.
Also, the fact that I have a girlfriend is going to be restricted.
Gabby, hope you're not listening.
Gabby's not going to listen to this podcast. We should cut to a quick break because we're going to have a guest on the phone. A friend of the show.
We are. So Tommy Goss, when the podcast was first aired,
when it was first mooted that we might bring the podcast back.
Yes, yeah, so it was mooted that we were first going to bring the podcast back. Blah, 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 blah. When the podcast was first mooted to be returned, Tommy Goss, who's been a long-time fan, sort of gave a nice little contribution, and as a thank you, we're going to get him onto the show.
Cool. So when we first started the podcast, one of our very early supporters was by the name of Tommy Goss. And Tommy, when we first mooted the idea that we would bring back the podcast for the World Cup, we started asking for donations. And Tommy very kindly threw in a large amount of his own money. So to thank him, we wanted to get him in the podcast, but he's actually unable to make it. He's in Canberra. So we thought we'd call him up and get him on the show. So, Tommy, welcome to the Football Sat podcast.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Great to have you back.
Tommy, what first made you enjoy the show, mate, and why were you so keen to part with your hard-earned money to listen to a few blokes like us talking about the football?
Mate, you guys are nuts. I just love listening to you guys. I love it.
Oh, good on you, mate. And what do you make of the World Cup so far? Are you enjoying it?
Oh, mate, I have loved this World Cup so much. So many goals. Gotta love it.
Now, I've heard that the timings have fit in really well with your lifestyle. Is that right?
Oh, mate, yeah. With uni, on uni break at the moment, and my work being night shift and all, just come home, crack open a beer, and there's the games. Fits in perfect with my life.
This morning, mate, we had a contender for goal of the tournament from James Rodriguez from Colombia. What do you reckon's better, that one or Super Tim?
Mate, we can't go past Super Tim. Like, honestly, like, across the body shot, gotta give it to Timmy, but Rodriguez's goal, perfect control with that. That was a beautiful goal.
And in terms of the Football Sat podcast, mate, and you've been a big supporter of ours for a long time, are you telling other people? What sort of angle do you tell other people when you're trying to tell someone who hasn't listened to our show before to tune in and listen to us?
Mate, if you just... What I normally tell people, if they just want to listen to a couple of Yahoos going at it about football...
It's the first time I've ever been described as a Yahoo, so I'll be described... You'll be Google next.
All right.
Yeah, we like being referred to as search engines now. That's how you know you're making it in the business. So that's good. We're happy with that one. So, mate, thanks very much for your support. Who do you reckon is going to win the tournament when it all comes to an end in the next couple of weeks?
That's a tough one, boys. That's tough. Like, honestly, all the South American clubs have been doing really well, in my opinion, but I just can't go past Germany and Netherlands for the final, honestly.
And, Tommy, you're involved in football in your day-to-day life as well down in Canberra. You've got something on the horizon coming up very soon?
Yeah, next week we have the Canberra Cup, the largest youth football tournament in the Southern Hemisphere. So we have about 270 teams participating in that. So that should be quite a festival.
Well, I reckon 270 teams, what's that, 2,800 players, give or take, each of them being told by Tom personally to listen to the Football Sat podcast. we can expect our numbers to go through the roof next week, mate. Is that correct?
Mate, you will see the traffic to the podcast skyrocket. I guarantee it.
Excellent. That's what we want to hear, mate. Thank you very much for your kind support and for coming on and having a chat to us.
Absolutely, guys, anytime. Keep up the good work, honestly. Keep it up.
Let's look ahead to tomorrow morning's games after I've had a decent sleep, which are two crackers for different reasons. Netherlands-Mexico. That's going to be a ripper.
It will be. One of my teams is going to leave.
Yeah, that's right. It's Pat's favourites against his dark horses. They've come together in a clash of Stitcher. Worlds that Pat's been stitched up yet again. He's adamant that the universe is always against him.
The amount of scars he's got in his body from all the stitch-ups is just mental.
But he's saying that whoever wins this game will win the World Cup. So
you're calling it, mate.
I'm
calling
it. Huge.
That's a huge call. I'm seeing how it is.
Yeah, cool. Well, I like your confidence. And
well, that's funny because Jack's winner is going to be Greece, so that's going to go against Jack.
Face off. It's on. Big time face off. Well, yeah, I think the winners of these two games will play each other. So Costa Rica, Greece, sorry, we should mention, is the other one. So either way, we're going to have an underdog playing a big boy. But yeah, gee, I'd love Greece, Mexico. That'd be fantastic. But by the same token, I'd be quite happy to see Holland win this whole World Cup, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think they're due.
Yeah, well, not just they're due, they're nice to watch.
Well, for that reason, I mean, they're due. They've played good football. World Cup final aside, mm-hmm. 4 years ago, they've played really good football, not just in World Cups, but sort of consistently with their national team for a long time.
Well, Euro 2008 was quite good for them. They looked very, very good until, was it Russia knocked them out?
Yes.
And then last Euro, they were a bit rubbish, but we'll forgive them that.
Yeah, but they were all fighting with each other, so Dutch teams do that.
They do.
And Robin's just been killing pigs and just bringing home the bacon.
Yeah.
Bring home the bacon.
Yeah, that's right. He's out the back of my farm. That sound you can hear, ladies and gentlemen, is Pat slapping the back of his hand like an emphatic, almost like a hand gavel, to insinuate that that's the end of the argument and Robin is bringing home the bacon. It's Sunday morning and I'm hungry, so I'm going to go get some bacon and go eat it, and I'm going to see you guys tomorrow.
Yep,
gotcha.
Cool, see ya.
You've been listening to the Football Sack Podcast for Brazil, brought to you by Banking on Football.